Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Teaching methods at school seem to have changed since my day. My daughter Carolyn proudly informs me that the telephone was invented by Charles Dickens. There's 80 quid a turn, too. Well, I mean, in my day, it was invented by a chap called Edison Lighthouse. But whoever invented the beastly thing, it never seems to bring good news to Captain Povey in the squadron office.
Captain Povey's office?
This is intelligence speaking.
You could have fooled me.
And that's what everybody says. I'll put Commander Bracewell on.
One moment. Captain Povey, Commander Bracewell of Intelligence.
Hello? Captain Povey here?
Oh, Bracewell here? Captain Povey, eh? Of course, Collywogs, if they're promoting chap like you, there's hope for all of us. What?
That I doubt. Commander Bracewell?
Don't start pulling the old rank on me, old man. I've got a little something for you.
What's that?
A bomb. back the fun.
A bomb?
Rather. You know that Pataniland Navy frigate in your squadron? Well, some hothead has phoned us to say he's planted a bomb in her somewhere.
Oh, good grief, he can't have it. He mustn't have it. He must take it back at once. I can't be responsible.
That's the style. Bags of panic. Probably a false alarm, but you'd better take a foot shot over her.
Me? Go anywhere near her now that... I mean, I'm hardly qualified for bomb hunting, Commander.
Good man. Hope you'll find it in time. I'd hate you to be responsible for an international situation between the Pataniland government and ourselves. Goodly bye.
What? Hello. Don't bother, he's hung up on me. This is an emergency. I must see the officers of the Pataniland Navy on that beastly frigate of theirs at once.
Well, they're waiting outside, sir. You have an appointment to see them about their training exercise with Tritebridge.
What? Oh, good heavens, so I had. Oh, if there had to be a bomb, why couldn't the maniac have planted it in Tritebridge instead? Oh, well, send them in at once, please.
All right, sir. Will you come in, please, gentlemen?
Oh, we shall be only too hysterical to enter your fine and business. Business as usual, officers.
By all means.
With pleasure.
Most certainly.
At one.
Right now.
How do?
How do?
And one more.
How do?
Good grief, I mean good afternoon, gentlemen. May I take this opportunity of saying how delighted I am to see you in my humble place of work.
And we in our turn bring fine and resounding greetings from the Republic of Pataniland. Long live the Republic.
Bong ho!
And to say how delighted we are to see you in your truly colossal and astounding old workhouse.
Bong ho!
Bong ho!
And one more.
Bong ho!
What?
I think it's your turn for a bung-ho, sir.
Oh, yes, and bung-ho to you, I'm sure. I don't believe I've had the pleasure of knowing your rank and names. I understand your Navy has slightly different titles.
Oh, my golly, yes. That is indeed the suitcase. This is my good mate, Sub-Lieutenant General Samuel Pepys Washington Burke.
What?
Yeah. And I, my good self, personally, me, I'm Lieutenant Managing Director Harold Goldfall.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Granted.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. But you can't be sub-lieutenant generals and lieutenant managing directors.
Oh, yes. This has been duly arranged by Pataniland Navy's boss, Admiral Big Noise Foreman Sir Francis Duck II.
And done!
Standard collapse.
Carry off.
Thank you.
Oh, it's unbelievable. No, well, yes. To business, Mr. Golfball.
Thank you.
I understand there may be a little trouble aboard your frigate. No, nothing to worry about, of course. I'm arranging for our naval police to take care of the matter at once.
Oh, what is the nature of this fine and magnificent trouble we are delighted to have with you, thank you?
Well, it's probably just a hoax, but you may have a bomb aboard.
In that case, Mr. Samuel Pepys Washington Burt and I, my good self, personally me, Harold Gulfall, do you the utmost pleasure in resigning from our magnificent tatty frigate? and wish to report to your laborious exchange at full tilt.
No, you can't do that. No. Assuming the police have cleared your ship, we've arranged for you to go out on a training exercise at 0900 tomorrow. And Sub-Lieutenant Phillips of Troutbridge will be on your bridge to assist you in navigation.
And having a bomb aboard will be nothing compared to having him aboard.
Quite. Yeah, I mean, quiet. Renchison, have you nothing else you could be doing?
Well, sir, I could go back to quarters and change. I'm being taken to the pictures this evening. Yes,
well, then, for goodness sake, go. I have quite enough on my plate at present without your whimsical remarks.
Oh, aye, aye, sir. Good night, sir.
Oh, good night.
And good night, gentlemen.
Bung ho! Bung ho!
And one more.
Bung ho!
Long live the Republic, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know about you two, but I thought the main picture was absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, did you? I enjoyed it. I thought it was very funny.
So did I. What was wrong with it?
Well, the title, for a start.
Oh, very apt, I thought. I mean, what else could you have called it but Carry On Undertaker?
I think I know what Leslie didn't like. It was that chap who played the silly ass hearse driver.
Oh, you mean the blonde bloke with the little moustache and the stupid grin? Chap who kept saying, oh, lummy.
Yes, that's the one. He was very poor.
Yes, very poor.
Now, isn't that odd? I like him. In fact, I thought he was the only good thing in the film.
No accounting for taste, I suppose. Let's go in here and have a cup of coffee.
Judging by the name, El Beelzebub, we'll get a spoonful of coffee under a cupful of froth.
Yes, it does look a bit she-she outside, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, but unfortunately, they've got hee-hee waiters inside.
Trust you to notice that. It'll be a long time before I forget that burst of speed you put on down the gangway when you saw that overdeveloped usherette in the interval.
Well, I thought you might like an ice cream.
One ice cream each, yes. We didn't expect you to come back with four dozen.
Oh, sir, she sort of talked me into them. I mean, if you'd seen her poor little blue frostbitten puddies, you'd have brought the tray load, too.
Yes, possibly, but we wouldn't have brought the actual tray back as well. Right, ninny, you look trotting up the gangway with that.
Well, I sold a chalk ice in the eighth row.
I'm sure Admiralty will be delighted.
Excuse me, sir. How would you like your coffee?
In a cup. Oh, I see, yes. Two black, one white.
Two black and one white, coming up.
What do you think of the second picture, Stephen? The second picture.
Oh, blood in the soot. Now, very poor.
Your coffee, sir. 6 shillings, please.
Good gracious. I don't know how you can do it at the price.
They're having a sale.
You know, there was only one thing that bothered me about that second picture. I mean, the way those frontier guards let Ivan through with that homemade bomb.
Well, Ivan didn't know he'd got it, did he? All he thought he'd got was a packet of biscuits.
And that's another thing. I mean, as if a chap would accept a packet of biscuits from a complete stranger. I mean, it's nonsense. Besides, the packet was probably ticking all the time.
Well, then he may have thought they were clockolid biscuits.
Oh, you know you ought to be on the picture, Stephen.
Really?
Yes, you're so much funnier than that blonde chap with the moustache.
I think I'll go to the bar and get some more coffee. Excuse me. Garçon? Maître du coffee bar?
Yes, sir.
Could we have some more coffee? One whack, two blights. No. Same as before, but the other way round.
Of course, sir. Would the gentleman by any chance be on HMS Troutbridge?
No, Troutbridge, actually. I'm the navigation officer.
Such a responsibility.
One does one's little best. As a matter of fact, I'm training some chaps from Pataniland tomorrow.
You are really going on the Pataniland ship yourself?
Oh, yes. I shall be aboard, facing the hazards of the mighty deep, out there, alone, wondering where we are. propping up the bar.
Please, I must check. You're absolutely sure you will be on the Pataniland ship tomorrow?
What? Yes, of course I am. Why?
I wish to make you a little present before you sail. I have it here under the counter.
For me? Oh, that's jolly civil of you. Oh, what a lovely packet of biscuits. Oh, a chap gets pretty peckish on the bridge sometimes. What sort of biscuits are they?
Oh, they are a new sort, sir. They have a surprise feeling.
Do they really? Oh, I shall look forward to them.
Just one thing, my friend.
Hmm?
You won't open them until you are on the Potani land ship, will you?
Well, I was thinking of trying just one now.
No.
Right, I'll save them. Now, if we could have those fresh coffees, I must be getting back to my friends.
Right, left hand down a bit, Goldstein.
Left hand down a bit, it is, Chief.
Good lad. You're coming along well.
Yes, I must say that between the both of you, I've hardly noticed Mr. Phillips' absence.
Oh, well, I have to. Trying to keep on station with that Patani land frigate is sheer murder.
Yeah, well, they are supposed to be learning, you know.
Well, that's as maybe, sir. But teacher's never exactly been top of the class himself, has he?
True. There's no need for you to take the mickey out of the dunce of Dartmouth.
Well, now that's something I wanted to talk to you about, too.
What is?
Dartmouth, sir. I wanted to know, sir. Yes, well, that is. Well, sir, what would you say were my chances of ever becoming an officer, sir?
What, in your lifetime? Well, about 1 in 50 million, I should think.
Go on, you eat. Like everything else. Dartmouth is a flipping closed shop. I don't get one rule for the rich, one rule for the poor.
Now, wait a minute, Chief. Before you start your up the workers bit, remember your service record isn't exactly unblemished.
Well, I mean, there may have been the odd grave miscarriage of justice from time to time, but I agree.
Yeah, I agree to that.
Mr. Phillips has dropped the odd clanger or two in his time as well, isn't he?
Ah, but he took the precaution of becoming an officer before he dropped them, Chief. Why this sudden desire for a commission, anyway?
Well, sir, it's, left hand down a bit, Goldstein.
Left hand down a bit it is, Admiral.
Better do, Skippy. Well, it's what you might call, personal reason.
Oh, yes, I see. In that case, I won't inquire into them.
Thank you, sir, thank you.
I hope you didn't think I was, prying.
No, sir, no. Certainly not, sir, prying. No, sir, no.
Good.
Steady at that, Goldstein.
Steady at that it is, sir.
They're certainly steering a somewhat erratic course, aren't they?
Well, Mr. Phillips probably has to go through half a dozen bungholes before they shove their torn and magnificent left hands down a bit, sir.
Yes.
Left hand down with it is.
Oh, no, stop that. I wasn't talking to you, you steaming Welsh rabbit.
Chief.
Sir?
You're quite sure you didn't think I was prying over those personal reasons just now, aren't you?
No, quite. Court! Yes. Good. Never, ever, never entered my thoughts, sir.
Good. Well, carry on.
Well, I see.
Of course, if I knew what they were, it would help.
I very much doubt it, sir.
No problem, Arm.
No. No.
Of course, you appreciate that not knowing is very difficult for me to judge.
Quite so.
Yes. Far be it for me to pry, of course.
Of course, sir, of course.
Pertwee, I can't stand it any longer. Why do you want to be an officer?
Well, it's not, sir. I've sort of got a girlfriend, sir. Only I haven't, if you understand my meaning.
Yes, that's clear enough.
Yeah, well, it's this way, sir. You see, she won't go out with no common sailor, sir. She reckons she's officer material only.
What's your stand, Goldstein? They're swinging about a bit again.
A lovely bit of pinch she is. Lovely. She flogs the Aussies in a Pompey cinema.
Good heavens, not the one showing Carry On Undertaker and Blood in the Soot.
Yeah, that's the one, sir. You weren't there last night, by any chance,
were you? Yes, Mr. Phillips and I took Heather.
Ghastly film. No, I didn't notice the film, mister. I was waiting for the interval.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Is that when she told you that she'd only go after an officer?
Well, I never got a chance to speak to her, sir. Just as I was going to, some nit came up and bought about 4 dozen ices. And not only that, he took her tray away. You know what she had to do? She had to go back to torch waving in the ball coney.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, well, of course, I hung on for a bit. And, well, she hadn't come back. I left halfway through Blood in the Soot.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, when I left, that clock Ivan had just been given the bomb in the packet of biscuits.
Well, he didn't know it was a bomb. I mean, they were just given to him in a cafe.
Oh, that's pretty likely, isn't it? I'll tell you what I'd do if I had a bomb in a packet of biscuits. I'd have given them to that greedy guy who brought all those flaming ices off my girlfriend.
Well, I shouldn't worry too much about her, you know, Chief. But she's lovely, sir. Yes, possibly, but that's not everything, you know. I doubt if any woman's worth 4 years' hard slog at Dartmouth to get a commission.
4 years? I thought it only took a week.
Excuse me, sir. Look, quick.
Oh, good heavens, what are Mr. Phillips and those fools doing now?
I think they're going to ram us, sir. Pull that boat,
Pull that boat.
No, no, it's all right. Out of port.
Out of port.
No, it's all right. They'll miss us by a mile. Look out. No. Everybody down!
Stop engines.
Stop engines with a magnificent halt, 1-2 it is. Glorious British name and gentlemen, sir.
And may I add my hearty best congratulations on the truly fine and magnificent display of Slouch in the Middle, demonstrated by our glorious British Navy gentlemen, sir. Bravo.
Bravo.
And one more.
Bravo.
Mr. Phillips, what on earth do you think you're doing?
Giving you a fine and magnificent crouch in the middle, sir. Crouching you in your fine and magnificent.
Never mind. You better reverse engines and stand to and come over on the breeches, boy. I want a word or two with you.
Right, sir. I shan't be very... Breeches, boy? Me, sir? No, thanks.
Oh, go on. You'll love it, Mr. Phillips, sir. A nice ride in a chair on a piece of string.
Oh, yes, this is a truly gigantic idea.
Well, get going, Mr. Phillips. What are you waiting for?
Courage.
Oh, for goodness sake, don't be such a wet blanket.
Not wet blankets, I'm bothering about, sir. It's wet breeches. If I get dunked, don't blame me if I trip all over your carpet.
Excuse me, sir. Mr. Phillips won't be long now, sir.
Splendid. So they finally got the line across them.
Oh, yes, sir. They fired one line through the petty officer's mess porthole, one straight up and down our funnel, and the last one, Abel Seaman Goldstein, caught, sir. Right in his left ear.
Yes, very nice. Well, I'm glad they finally made it. Bridge number one here.
Wireless room, sir. Urgent signal from Captain Folby, sir.
He never sends any other kind. What is it?
About that bomb scare in the Padaniland boat, sir. He reckons they've had another call to say that the bomb has been taken aboard since the Navy police searched her, sir.
Oh, dear. Well, I expect it's just another false alarm, but I'll have a word with Mr. Phillips when he arrives.
Aye, aye, sir.
Excuse me, sir, but couldn't we just forget the old thing, sir? I mean, just, you know, sort of steam away and leave them behind?
Certainly not.
But it's not fair, sir. I mean, we'd never find it. Bombs don't look like bombs these days. Bombs don't do bombs.
Now, stop panicking.
But they don't, sir. But remember poor Ivan in that blood in the clock, crook, soot film. Instead of a packet of rich digestive, he got afternoon TNT biscuit.
God, look at me. I'm half drowned.
So you are. Perhaps they'll drown the other half on the way back.
That was very funny, sir. Yes, it's all very well for you to laugh, but I should probably get pneumonia. My resistance must be pretty low.
Oh, why?
Well, I haven't had anything to eat. All they do is they serve that national dish on that other boat. Curried rubber tree on rice.
Very apt at the call, I'm sure, sir. Jolly well isn't. In a way, I'm glad I had to come across. At least I can take back this packet of biscuits I left in my cabin. What's the matter? Why have you all gone white?
Where'd you get those biscuits from, sir?
These? Oh, they were a present.
A present?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that foreign chap in the cafe gave them to me.
Abandon ship! Hide it all! Petrie's going over the side.
Come back here at once. I'm sure they're perfectly normal biscuits.
What, of course they are. Would you like one? I just opened the packet.
No, don't touch them. No, your petty burr may go off petty bang.
No, be quiet, Chief.
Yes.
Just the same, I shouldn't bother to open the packet just now.
Oh, it's no trouble at all, so I'd like you to try one. The foreign chap said they had a surprise filling.
What?
Chief, will you stop that? Besides, Mr. Phillips is just leaving.
Am I? Well, I've only just got here. I mean, I thought you wanted to chat, sir.
Yes, I did, but I think you can wait a bit. You better get back in the breeches, boy. The weather looks as if it may get pretty windy before long.
Oh, I shouldn't think it'll blow up yet a while. Oh, Mr. Phillips, I do wish you'd choose your words a bit more carefully, sir. What's the matter with you two?
Nothing, Mr. Phillips, nothing at all. Now, you get back to the Botaniland ship and let's all get back to Pompey.
Couldn't we let them go back on their own, sir? That breeches boy trip isn't good for a chap. It's like sitting on a deck chair in your bath.
Yes, possibly, but we had enough trouble with their navigation when you were with them. I'm not chancing a return trip with them on their own.
Oh, well, if Leslie is needed, what can Leslie say?
Good boy.
Say, sir, this way out.
All right, but I want to make sure I've got everything.
Yes, sir, you have.
Shut up.
No, I haven't. I'd put my biscuits down somewhere.
Come, nobody move. Mind where you put your feet.
It's all right. I've got them. I must have dropped them on the deck. I hope they haven't broken.
Oh, I doubt it, Mr. Phillips. I think we should have known if they had.
Excuse me, Lieutenant Managing Director Harold Gulfball, sir. Our truly fine and wholesome wireless room gent has also received a message of great urgency intended for the glorious British Royal Navy frigate Trotbrud.
What is this message of great urgency informing who, what about, then?
It is about the bomb bag we no longer have got, but probably have on the ice.
Oh, my golly.
It must have been done in a fine old disguise, like the packet of biscuits given to poor Ivan in bioscope pictures seen by your good self.
Ah, and your good self.
Last night.
What a night.
Ahoy there! Can't you pull me across any faster?
Bung ho! With apologies, but Daniel and Dale is going flat out, fit to bust already.
Oh, Tommy, I'm getting soaked!
Has Pataniland fellow officer and upstanding gent noticed what parcel glorious British Royal Navy gentleman is holding while sitting in his little boy breeches, huh?
No, my lad, I had not noticed. But now that you have pointed out this splendid operation, I observe that he seems to be holding a packet of biscuit bombang, remarkably like poor Ivan in bioscope.
He stopped, even ho!
He stopped, even ho!
I say, why stop? I'm not in the station yet. Pull me in.
Without standing regrets, this we cannot do. And suggest you return to glorious British Royal Navy frigate with much urgency.
But they've only just sent me here.
Then perhaps you could stay where you are, in the middle.
What? Oh, come off it, you chaps. You can't leave Leslie out here like a load of washing. Hey, come back. I better move on, you chaps. I'm freezing.
No use, Mr. Phillips, sir. The Petani landers have tied a knot in the roof. We can't pull you in, sir.
Well, what do we do now? I've tried the loud hailer, but they won't answer.
Well, they must have been to see the same film, sir. They don't want him or his biscuits aboard any more than we do.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Yeah, I know. I wonder if they'd undo the knot if we get him to drop his packet of biscuits.
It's worth a try, sir. Mr. Phillips, sir!
drop your biscuit, sir. What? Not likely. I shall probably freeze to death, but I'm not going to starve to death as well.
Well, there's only one thing for it. We shall just have to carry him back to Pompey like that.
Hey? What out there, sir? Slung between us in this weather? He'd finish up like an abominable snowman in a flat axe.
Well, if we do drop him in the sea, at least we can fish him out again.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a storm coming up.
How right you are. We better get underway. I'll give the Patani landers a shout at the loud hailer and see if they're prepared to get the other end of our clothesline back to Pompey.
Hey, hurry up and do something, you chaps. It's starting to rain. I knew it. You marry her. Get me home. Get me home.
Bless you, Leslie.
Have another grape.
They're cake grapes.
I don't care what they are. I feel terrible.
Oh, cheer up, Mr. Phillips. It could have been worse.
It could have been worse. How? That's what I ask. How?
It could have been further.
Yes. Yes, there is that.
Further? Oh, thank you very much. 40 miles of being dipped in the sea, sandwiched between ships and almost struck by lightning was far enough for me. On top of everything else, I lost my biscuits.
Ah, what a shame.
So, perhaps the orderly will let you have some curried rubber tree on rice instead.
Mmm, delicious. Ugh. Well, come along. I think we ought to let Mr. Phillips get some rest.
Oh, I don't see why, sir. He's been sitting down all day.
Oh, I know what's wrong with you, lass. You're warped.
Excuse me, sir.
Hmm?
We found these in the pocket of your uniform, sir. They're a bit damp, I'm afraid.
Oh, well done. I'll dry them by the radiator.
I'll dry what, sir?
My packet of biscuits. Oh, you're not coming very handy, sir, if you get package of the help!
Bring it in arms over, which way out, please, it's an emergency.
Then we'll back, nurse. Out of the road with your trolley. Third wheel's coming through. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Everybody out.